Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid,
to take a stand. Live off the record with Chivago Lang is sponsored by the Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and Scotiabank.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I hope and trust you enjoyed your weekend. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. BTC Flow Channel 612. I told you all last week that I came down with something. And while my COVID tests said that I didn't have COVID, I don't believe it. I don't believe them that I had COVID, whatever it was. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I believe that we are being lax now in the face of two things, maybe three things. Being lax in the face of, oh, well, you know, enough of COVID. Yeah, enough of it. I understand that fatigue. Two, the newer versions of COVID is quite mild, and so there's not too much intimidation from catching it. Like some people say, it's like getting the flu or getting a cold. Yeah. And then three, you know, we've liberalized the requirements, the protocols now. And so people are being very much more loose. And I think that's certainly true for me. You know, in the entirety of the pandemic, I had not even a cold. Why didn't I have a cold? Not even a cold. Well, because I was being very rigid, very stringent about observing the protocols. I was. And when people around me seemed like they manifested some cough or something like that, I would go and move away. I didn't want to be there around them because I didn't know what they had, so I suspected it might be COVID. And what I notice now is, tell me if you've noticed something different. It's like when people get a cough or a sniffle or something that, their automatic response now is to tell you, child, I don't think I have COVID. What you mean you don't think? You're in a pandemic. Why would you more likely not think you had it than to think you don't have it? Why? You know why? It's defensiveness. It's a kind of, you know, child, I ain't the one with that thing. I mean, come on. when you have a cold, a sniffle, or something like that, stay away from people. Assume you have it. Go there, get tested. Right? Because to think, what could lead you to think you don't have it? COVID has so many manifestations of symptoms. What would lead a person to just simply say, well, child, I don't think I have it? It makes no sense. You're coughing, you're sniffling, you feel weak. Maybe in a pandemic, let me use the word for you again, a pandemic, the odds are you have it. So be take the precautions. So for instance, no, I'm not lying out somewhere half dying from COVID, as has been the tragic experience of far too many people. But still, do I want to be lying around feeling weak, coughing, feeling miserable? No, I don't. And do I have to? I don't have to, if we can all take the kinds of precaution that keeps us from giving our colds, giving our coughs, giving our flus, giving COVID to other people, right? And anybody could pick it up. It's not your fault necessarily that you get it, but I'm just saying we shouldn't take this posture if we are feeling unwell that we don't have it. If your child is feeling unwell, assume it. Do what you can to verify it. And even then, be precautious. Why? Because other children can get ill from flu, cold, or COVID. It could even be tuberculosis if you're coughing incessantly over time. You don't know, right? You could give it to your parents, elderly parents. And yes, the rate of deaths from these things is not as significant, but it's still occurring. Thankfully, lots of people are vaccinated, so they are experiencing diminished symptoms and what have you, hospitalizations. But man, who needs to be sick? Who wants to be sick? So I'm just saying, like I said, I've taken tests and they tell me no, but Jack, I know I'm buying that. So I'm back to square one now, because you can get this thing, you can get sick from cold and flu and all these kinds of things over and repeatedly. So I'm not trying to do those no more. So let me tell you something, don't get offended. If you start manifesting something, I'm staying away. Don't get offended. Right? I'm using my mask where I think it's necessary, because I don't want to do this no more. It's just not pleasant. And when you have to work and you have to do what you have to do, you don't want to be doing that through, you know, discomfort, especially if it can be avoided. All right? So be fatigued with COVID all you want. You know, it's still out there. Tell people all you want, it's not killing anybody. It's killing some people, not as many, but still. I don't want a cold, I don't want a flu, and I don't want COVID. Say, Mr. Lang, don't say you're all being lax. Yeah, man, I'm not saying everybody. I know lots of people. Maybe you're not being lax, but lots of people are. So I can say that. Okay, you could tell me I'm not being lax, but lots of people are. And we know that to be the case. We could tell by the movement of COVID in recent times that, well, something is happening. And what would have changed? Maybe a little bit more lax behavior in the face of it, right? Anyways, so I'm reading the newspaper, Guardian, and I see a story that prompted me, along with a bit of a querying from some folk. The story says is about, written by Candia Danes, as a matter of fact, in which Mr. Michael Pintard, who is the leader of the Free National Movement, he says that the former prime minister and leader of the Free National Movement, Dr. Hubert Minnis, that his public posture is unhelpful to the FNM's unity. And in fact, unhelpful to the party's efforts and objectives. So I have a question for you. How would you know if a former leader is being unhelpful to his party? And how should a former leader, still sitting in the parliament, behave so that he, or one day perhaps a she, might be helpful to their party? How would you know if a former leader is being unhelpful to his party, a party? And if they are still sitting in the parliament, how ought they to behave? For instance, if you're a former leader and you happen to have also been the prime minister, those who took over from you, in this instance, the PLP, Prime Minister Brave Davis, they are going to question your leadership. They are going to criticize your administration and its policies. They are going to accuse your administration yourself of doing things. And anyone who is facing that, still in parliament, having been the leader, prime minister, obligation, I have no doubt, to defend themselves. And the question then becomes one of, when does the defense of your administration and its legacy turn out to be unhelpful to your party, who is now in opposition? How would you know? How would you know when it's being unhelpful? Why shouldn't the former prime minister be able to defend his party's behavior while in office? Why should he not be vocal on explaining his party's rationale for pursuing certain things? Why should he not feel obligated to give a defense for the things that they achieved? And why would that ever be seen as unhelpful? Is he a liability or an asset to the party at this point? Is he helping its cause or is he not? Is he hurting the cause? How would you know? What could he do to help? What would he do that hurts? And it must be quite, the perception at least, on the part of the leader, the current leader, for him to voice such a thing to the press. He must clearly believe that the former prime minister is not being helpful in his public posture. Now listen, he said public posture. Well, is he being helpful in his private posture? Is he being supportive in his private posture? Is it behavior and conduct throughout the country being helpful? Or is it being hurtful? Or is he being helpful in private and hurtful in public? does it matter? You say, well, Shivago, don't make no difference to me. Why? Oh, it doesn't make any difference to you? Okay, let me explain something then. Okay. Let me explain why it matters. Right? Because I have tried to explain this before, but for some people, maybe they don't get it. I want you to imagine waking up tomorrow and the current administration, led by the Honorable Brave Davis, finds, they wake up tomorrow, that there is no opposition to them. None whatsoever, ever, none whatsoever. That the country believes that, oh, even the people who exist as opposition don't make no difference, can't make no difference in their mindset, none whatsoever. So they have no effective opposition whatsoever. Now, do you believe that the Commonwealth of the Bahamas under that circumstance would be better off or worse off in terms of governance? Do you believe that the Bahamas would be better served by a government that has no effective opposition to itself, or one that has an absolute effective opposition to itself? If you believe that you are better served by a government that has an effective opposition to itself, then you have to believe it matters if there is anyone or anything making less effective the opposition that exists to the existing government. That's just stands to reason. That's just a reasonable human being would make such a conclusion, would have to arrive at such a conclusion. And we know that to be true. A government that has no eyes on it, has no one holding it to account, not challenging its behavior, its thoughts, its conduct. An opposition that thinks that the country doesn't think anything of the government that thinks that the country thinks nothing of the opposition, doesn't listen to it, doesn't think about it, has to believe it is without opposition, and therefore could act with impunity in many ways. And how is that good? Not doesn't have to act, but can act because it has no opposition to itself. So if, in fact, there are things or people undermining the effectiveness of the opposition, then they are, by extension, undermining the effectiveness of the governance of the country, because there is entrenched in an effective governance process, this tension between an opposition and government that is intended to produce better results rather than less results. It's like suggesting a company without competition is better to serve you than a company with competition. There's no way on planet Earth. You're better off with competition, much better off with competition. So, if a former leader is not being helpful, how would you know? You're listening to C Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we'll take a look at the question. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Switch for better when you move your mortgage to Scotiabank.
Leave behind that old mortgage plan and open the door to a low interest rate. No payments for up to 2 months and cash back of 2.5% of the mortgage amount up to US $10,000. And guess what? It gets better. Apply for your Scotiabank credit card and enjoy a low 9.99% introductory rate for the first 6 months. Switch for better and upgrade your mortgage today with Scotiabank. Offer ends June 30th, 2022.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't going to come inside here alive. You don't want to be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I got COVID. You don't want that way.
Join us on June 8th for the annual RF Economic Outlook Conference, where speakers include Brock, executive at Facebook and Google, John Citaletis, geopolitical consultant to the U.S. Department of State, Keith Herman, serial tech entrepreneur and blockchain expert, and global innovation strategist Sean Canungo. Registration is now open. Find out more at rfeoc.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Been tired. The leader, Majesty's official opposition, the leader of the Free National Movement, the member of parliament from Arco City, says that the ministers, the former leader of the FNM's public posture is not being helpful to the FNM. How would you know? How would you know? I'm saying not him. Now, he would know what he thinks is helpful, but how would you know if a former leader is not being helpful to his party? We have a text here. The text says, in my opinion, the former leader, in the case of the former prime minister who was defeated on September 2021, I support Pintard's view that he is unhelpful because Dr. Hubert Minnis does not defend, he throws chairs and is interpreted as being sarcastic. I feel he is a liability to the FNM at this time because the new direction in which the FNM needs to go, Dr. Minnis, is not positively impactful enough. It says making meaningful contributions is one thing, but just opposing for the sake of opposing does not make sense. I feel that Dr. Minnis only opposes with no substance, says that. How would you know? Well, let's look at it. Why does a political party exist? Why does it exist? It exists for one reason, to become the government. That's what it exists for. All of its efforts, all of its aims are to put it in the position of becoming the government so that it can pursue those policies that it believes can best lead the country in a certain direction. That's it. Don't get upset with a leader of a party or a political party that is focused doggedly on becoming the government, because that's why it exists. It is its purpose, to become the government. When it is in opposition, it is seeking as opposition to put itself in a position to become the government. It is in government, it is seeking to govern in a way as to continue to be the government. It exists for no other reason than to be the government. That's it, right? So if you want to know if something is being helpful or unhelpful to you, you just ask the question, in terms of my purpose, in terms of my mission, in terms of my vision, is the behavior or action of someone or something going to advance it or take away from it? Now, in that question, we have to be careful. It is possible for someone to do something that they believe is helpful to your cause when in fact it is unhelpful to your cause. That's possible. Meaning their intentions, their motives are good, but the end result is bad. That is possible. okay? And in a generous interpretation of life, you can see that. You can have well-intentioned family. You can have well-intentioned friends. They give you advice because they love you. They give you counsel because they care about you. They say and suggest things because they earnestly fear for you. But that does not mean that what they are telling you, what they are advising you, what they are counseling you is in fact good. It doesn't mean that at all. Just because your motive is good doesn't mean your behavior and actions are good. Okay? There are parents who earnestly believe, I'm trying to help my child. I'm trying to help my child by disciplining them. But in fact, the way they are doing the discipline is hurting the child, right? In the short or in the long term. So possible. Then there is the possibility that someone is doing something that they know is going to be unhelpful. So they're being malicious in what they're doing. You know, now their malice may not be merely about hurting you, hurting the cause, hurting the mission. Their malice may be about being entirely focused on themselves, on getting them ahead, on fulfilling their pain or relieving their pain or so forth. You just happen to be an incidental target or victim of their effort. That is possible as well. And then there are people who, man, I'm trying to do you in. I'm trying to make sure you don't get where you want to go. I'm trying to make sure you don't become the prime minister. I'm trying to make sure the party doesn't win under you. I'm trying to make sure you don't succeed so that people can get rid of you. There is that possibility to talk. Now, what we can't do, we can't know for certain anybody's motive. Nobody can know for certain a person's motive. Unless you are in a person's heart, in a person's mind, you really don't know. You could guess at it. You can, you know, do all kinds of things by way of thinking you know, but you don't know. You can't know. And this is one of the great mistakes human beings make. I'm telling you, man, we are all up and up. We even with children, we are calling children evil, wicked, mean, rude, etc. When we haven't a clue what's in that child's heart that makes them behave the way they're behaving. And we're doing the same thing to adults. She don't like me, he don't like me, they hate for them. You have no clue what's in a person's heart. And we have to stop it. We don't know. We do not know. We are all over the place ascribing to people all kinds of motives when we cannot know. I'll tell you this much. You and I are being entirely arrogant when we presume we know what's in a person's heart. Merely because their act is impacting us away, and so we then start to ascribe to them motives that we would ascribe to ourselves if we acted the way they acted. We can't do that. We could do it, but we won't be right in doing it. We won't be correct in doing it. We've got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, I hope you're doing well.
I'm right here, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well. I heard that interesting comment from the leader. The Free National Movement.
Okay.
The public posture of the former leader is unhelpful to the mm-hmm. Free National Movement Party.
Mm-hmm.
Did he add anything else to that? Did he say why?
Well, I mean, he talked about the fact that, you know, you would hope that they would be on the same page with messaging, that when he tries to call on him to get guidance on things before they do it, et cetera, but it doesn't flow in the same way. So you would think, for instance, he wants to say something, he might come to the leader and say, you know, I'd like to speak to this issue. What do you think? And then they could agree how best to do it.
So okay, he did mention some of that. And I don't see anything wrong with that, because mm-hmm. that is the posture of the leader, not the former leader now. See, being a former leader is one thing. Now, he is a member of the party in the official opposition in the House of Assembly. He doesn't have any special privileges because he was a former leader. That does not exist in the Constitution. He is just a member of the House of Assembly, just like everybody else, but turns out being the leader. I would think that he should fall in line. I'm sure they should have some protocols that they would like for their members to follow. In any organization, there only can be one leader at a time. It is not helpful to the current leader if the former leader is openly at odds with the current leader within that. That is not helpful to the party. I would like for him, for the sake of the government of the Bahamas and for the country as a whole, to do what he said he would have done to give his cooperation to the current leader. The FNM has said they only have one leader. Fine. Now, there will be points of differences. Yes, I agree with that. There's a time and place to deal with that. But if it is in the eyes of the public, you have odds, or the former leader has odds with the current leader, and this is seen demonstrated publicly, that's not good for the party. It's not good for the country. Not good for the government of the Bahamas. So I believe, being a senior man in that party, he ought to do better. Now, he has a lot to say now. When he was being asked certain questions when he was in the position of prime minister, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. You can judge an individual by what he does, not necessarily what he says. You listen to what he says, watch what he does. And I am hopeful for the new leader, they can get, and that the former leader will just cooperate with Mr. Pintard. I think Mr. Pintard means well for the Free National Movement. I think he needs to be given his chance, just like the Bahamian people gave Mr. Minnis his chance. And as I said earlier, one leader at a time. So he should cooperate, and I'm sure that they have protocols whereby members of that party in opposition should act accordingly. And so there can be peace and harmony. Mr. Lang, we have too many problems right now in the country to have division within the ranks of the opposition. That is not good for us. So let's hope and pray that the former prime minister will see the wisdom to cooperate with the current leader. And if they have any differences, discuss them behind closed doors. I don't even hear nothing about it. But then they come out publicly, a unified opposition to help the country. Thank you very much, Mr. Pintard.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well said. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in. So we can't judge motives at all. We can only assess the consequences of their behavior and listen to what they say and assess the meaning as best we can understand of what they say. And that's enough. That's enough for the time, right? And so what we then do is we ask, I hear what you say, and if I understand it correctly, is what you have said helpful to the mission, or is it unhelpful? I saw what you have done. Is what you have done helpful to the mission? Now, once again, even in that assessment, we are making a judgment. And our judgment can be right or it can be wrong. We might think a thing will be unhelpful and it turns out to be helpful. Or we may think a thing to be unhelpful and it may turn out to be helpful. But we are making a judgment. Now, that then leads, but before we get there, let me just read these texts and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and continue to look at this issue. This text says, Dr. Minnis did expose the conflict surrounding the carnival. So that case, I think he was very effective. You're right, he did do that. There's no question about it. This text says, Mr. Lang, as leader of a party and especially as former MP, he had knowledge or should have had knowledge of everything he did. So when in Parliament trying to defend himself, he should just show documents to prove his point, not tell people, go look, he is not being effective for his party nor the country. Tell the country the truth in matters. Stop the campaigning. Stop acting like you are still PM and start respecting and serving the people by being honest, by being accountable. Produce the information so not only your party could know the truth, but the entire country will. Some in the FNM and his government still don't know the details of many things that happened since 2017 in office. They were not informed about all things. If he lives, loves his party, he should sit small. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Fade down, fade
down.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Child, Joni Mo's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You got to go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reinst? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
I bank wherever I want thanks to Scotia. I bank from my garden. I bank from my living room. I also bank from my kitchen. No need to wait in line. Now when I bank with Scotia, I bank on my own time. Seniors, you too can bank your way any time of day without ever going into a branch. Find out more. To get started, visit bs.scotiabank.com/digital seniors.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Monday afternoon. So if you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are looking at the comment made by the current leader of the Free National Movement, that the former leader of the Free National Movement, immediate former, Dr. Hubert Minnis, is not being helpful in his public posture to the party. And I'm taking my time with this because in it is a lot more than just the political parties issues. It's really about how we approach many issues of in our lives even, because on the one hand, remember I said, the first lesson is you don't know other people's motives. You can't really know what's in a person's heart or mind. You, unless they tell you, and even then you have to believe that they are being truthful, you don't know. You know, how many husbands have asked their wives, you know, is something wrong, to hear, no, everything okay. And the husband suspects something ain't right because your actions just don't suggest it, right? Or vice versa with respect to wives and husbands. So, but you can't know. You really can't know. We are being presumptuous to think we do. We don't know. So we can't judge people's motives. So there's no way of saying, say, for instance, Dr. Minnis is being deliberately this or that. We can't know. We could suspect, but we can't know. The second thing is, we make judgments about whether you are being helpful or not because we are making a calculation as to whether a thing will be helpful or not. We could be wrong, right? Our calculation could be wrong. But it's a judgment call, and we may have the position that requires us to make that judgment, so we get to make it, but we could be wrong. And so the thing is not always so simple, but here is what we do know. When it comes to political parties, you exist to be the government. How do you become the government if you're a political party in the Bahamas? You can only become the government if a majority of registered voters are voting in an election favor your candidates over the candidates of the other party. And that favoring of your candidates is often a reflection of a few things. One, they favor your leadership more. Your leader, oftentimes a big part of that, they favor Davis over Pendling over Whitfield and so forth and so forth, Christie over Ingram, and they favor your party over the other party, FNM over the PLP, PLP over the FNM, or there's some antagonism that they have that makes them not like your particular candidate over the other person's candidate, so they vote the FNM candidate over the PLP candidate, or they like that particular candidate, period, don't care who they running for, so they vote for that candidate. So all kinds of things come into play. What we do know is that our elections are popularity contests. They are popularity contests. The person with the most popularity gets the most votes. The party with the most popularity gets the most votes. The leader with the most popularity gets the most votes. And some algorithmic combinations of those things come together at the end of the election. So in other words, to judge whether or not something you are doing is helpful or unhelpful must speak to the question of, are you helping will your words or actions help candidates be more popular or less popular? Help your leader be more popular or less popular? Help your party be more popular or less popular? Notice, not help me, but help those things. Now, here is where it gets tricky. I can't know your motives, but you know your motives. And if you are a sitting former prime minister, still interested one day in being the leader of the party, might that not shape your motives in terms of how you behave, such that your behavior is more popular, you think, but helps the other guy who occupies the post you want be less helpful? But I can't know what your motive is, but you do. But what I can do is look at your actions, and I can judge, again, rightly or wrongly, that it is being helpful or unhelpful. Now, if you and I are on the same team, there is no reason for me to have to guess. If we are truly on the same team, even if you come to me and you know, you say, bro, I don't know that I really give up on politics that way, and I don't give up on being ambitious to be leader that way, you know, and so I can be honest with you, that's the deal. Then at least we can have that conversation, and I could size up the nature of things between us. But in the end, if you sink in the ship, you sink in both of us, I want you to lead where I am leading, right? So it isn't even wise to sink the ship you're trying to lead, even though I can tell you there are those who have tried to do that. And don't make me talk your business. Don't make me tell the stories, I know, right? There are people who've been willing to do that, right? But you can come to, if you're trying to be helpful to your team, if you are truly a member of the team, and let me tell you something, it is easy to know whether or not someone is on your team. And I'm going to give you a list, and you'll never forget it. If you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a fiance, or whatever, if you want to know somebody on your team, I'm going to give you the formula to know. And it ain't my formula. I got it, and I never forgot it. Never in my life forgot it. Do you want to know? Do you want to know what the secret to knowing whether somebody's on your team or not? Whether he really, really, really is for you? Whether they really, really, that employee, that peer is really, really, really on your team? You want to know? When we come back from the break, I can tell you. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabara Lang, your host. We have to take a break for news. When we come back, we will hear some more about this issue pointed out by Mr. Michael Pintat, the leader of the Free National Movement. We'll be back after this break.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about comments made by the leader of the Free National Movement, Mr. Michael Pintard, Member of Parliament for Morocco City, that the public posture of the former leader of the Free National Movement and former Prime Minister is unhelpful to the party. So we were asking, how would you know? How can you assess something like that? So we've arrived at a place where I was saying, listen, how do you know somebody's on your team? How can you tell? There's a way to tell. There's a way you can tell. See, let me, before I say how you can tell this, every single individual has a right, and there is nothing wrong with being ambitious for themselves. No, nothing wrong with that. Being, wanting to be the leader of your party, wanting to be a candidate, even when your friend or your neighbor wants to be that, wanting to succeed, even where that means competing with somebody, there's nothing wrong with that. But you can be on a person's team and even compete with them. You can. People do it all day long, right? You see people who are on track teams, who both of them are in the 100 meters, 200 meters, 400 meters, et cetera. They're on a team, they train together, et cetera, and so forth and so forth, but they still compete with each other. What's the difference? Let me tell you what the difference is. And this is how you tell the difference. You want to know somebody on your team? If you fail, and they could celebrate your failure, they're not on your team. Now, let me help you with this now. Let's suppose both of you are running the race. You win and they lose. Okay, you win and they lose. It doesn't mean they should feel good that they lost. They wanted to win. That's why they got in the race. But that does not stop them from being able to genuinely congratulate you or take that run around the track with you because you won, because you and them are on the same team. But if they cannot celebrate genuinely with you, if you could tell how they feel, but mind you, you know when they feel bad that they didn't succeed, but you also can tell very often when people are celebrating with you, because they're not looking at life as if you robbed them or something. They say, you were the better person this time, and I'm so happy for you, I'm celebrating with you. When people can't celebrate with you your victories, and when they enjoy your defeats, they are not on your team, period. You get promoted, they didn't get promoted, and they cannot give you a genuine smile, congratulations, and so forth and so forth. Later on, you hear they talking behind your back, but how you sleep with this one and did that to get the next. They are not on your team. People who are on your team succeed, celebrate your successes, and feel what you feel in your defeats, even as they know that in their own successes and their own defeats, they have their own set of feelings. When people are on your team, they want for you what they want for themselves, even when they don't get it, right? So what's the mission? To win the government? Let's look at some text here. This text says, Shivago, to be honest, a political party is like a husband and wife. You carry on behind the scenes, but you are united in public. Well, yes, that's how it ought to be. Ain't always that way, but that's how it ought to be. This text says, in 2017, our country was desperate for good leadership. The fact that during the 2017 campaign, the Bahamian people chose Dr. Minnis over Perry Christie based on desperation. Since Dr. Minnis did not prove himself to be dependable, reliable, and resourceful in governance, Dr. Minnis was voted out overwhelmingly. We wish to encourage the new FNM leader, Mr. Pintard, to rally the troops and get all 38 constituency branches up and running again, because not only did 38% of FNMs not vote, many FNM supporters are losing courage in the FNM, and many, many FNM supporters did not feel welcome in their own party when Dr. Minnis was leader. Presently, the FNM really need to be restored. PENTAD must seek out its supporters and try to retain support while obtaining new support. Too many dedicated FNMs have been turned away. As text says, I think people need to take their personal feelings away from the minute situation. It's good that he is vocal. PENTAD need a pit bull on his team. And also, PENTAD don't have much of a choice to deal with minutes because his seat is a safe seat, and FNM right now need to get as much seats as they could. If I was PENTAD, minutes is the least of my worries because next election, that seat would he hold up for grabs, and Dwayne Sands went dreams about being PR, man. You need to take your time and write so you can be clear. For me, please. All right. All right, so the party wants to win. So you ask the question, how is what is being said or is what is being done helping the party to win? Well, let's look at some things that will certainly not help the party to get more popular with voters. Well, if it appears that if it appears that Dr. Minnis is saying something that contradicts what Mr. PENTAD is saying in public, or Mr. PENTAD is saying something that contradicts Dr. Minnis in public, then that is a display of disunity. And I ask you, will disunity make a party, its leadership, more or less popular? More or less popular? So that's the first thing. Are the messages emanating from both sides displaying unity or displaying disunity? Now, have any of you seen any display of disunity on the messaging from Dr. Minnis vis-a-vis his leader? His text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang. The comment of the current FNM leader about the public posture of the former FNM leader being unhelpful to the party seems spot on. The current leader's vision of the FNM is forward united, and Dr. Minnis's attitude and behavior seems to be the exact opposite. His public posture appears self-serving, and he seems out to prove that he is not what popular opinion is of him. He has not demonstrated a unified, collaborative posture towards Mr. PENTAD in particular, nor the party in general. Unfortunately, I am not optimistic that he will change, and I feel that he has his personal agenda. Mr. PENTAD will have to remain strong in his resolve to get the FNM back on track as a strong opposition. Not easy, because he also has some internal operatives to contend with as well. He can do it though with God's help, because I think that he has the best interests of the party and country at heart." Sorry, this is my shorthand version. It's very, very articulately said, right? So clearly disunity will not help. So that's what you look for. If there are contradictions coming from both sides, or contradictions in the public utterances, then that's not going to make you more popular, that's going to make you less popular, okay? If there is not an intentional effort to boost, to encourage, to hold up the leader by Dr. Minnis, then that isn't going to be helpful. Imagine if Dr. Minnis comes out and says, my leader is doing a great job. My leader is correct on this. My leader is focused. If he says that, is that going to be helpful or unhelpful to the party? It's going to be helpful, because obviously the people who believe in Dr. Minnis, who support Dr. Minnis, will then therefore take that as a sign of support for the current leader. Have you heard any such thing yet? Now, I haven't heard him come out and demonize the leader, the current leader, or anything like that, because that surely would be unhelpful. But it has not been helpful to that he hasn't also boosted him. Let me give you an example, right? Former Prime Minister did not in the last election say anything positive toward Dr. Minnis. He did so for some candidates of the Free National Movement, but not Dr. Minnis. Why? Well, did the former Prime Minister, Dr. Minnis, do anything that was positively boosting former Prime Minister Ingram? No. Right? So by virtue of not saying anything, the former Prime Minister was essentially saying, you know what, listen, I'm out of it. I'm staying out of it. Well, if you are not encouraging publicly or boosting your leader publicly, then the story is easy to tell that you aren't trying to be helpful. Okay? And so we haven't seen much display of that. So how can you tell that somebody is not being helpful to a mission? One, are they contradicting in word or action the mission? Two, are they publicly supporting, encouraging the leadership and the mission? No, if they're not, they're not being helpful. It's the same. If they are undermining the message, meaning you come out and say something now and they try to do something that upends you, kind of knock you off the front page, knock you off the lead story, then they are working against you. Right? And so is this what the current leader is seeing? Now, you know, this would all not even mean much. Didn't know the history of these two. Right? It wouldn't mean much. But there's a history there that has been played out publicly, right? We know prior to Dr. Minnis becoming Prime Minister that Mr. Pintad was chair. Now, I could tell you from my own observation, Mr. Pintad was quite supportive, that's at least from what I could tell, of the leadership, you know, and of course, Dr. Minnis's leadership as the Free National Movement leader was quite conflictive, you know. He had lots of issues and challenges. We all know that, but he overcame them all. You know, to his credit, he overcame them all. And we know that leading up to the election, before Dr. Minnis became Prime Minister, notwithstanding that Michael Pintad was the candidate was vying for candidacy for Marco City and had been doing so for a couple of years. Well, I was the first person to come out and publicly endorse him as a former member of parliament from Marco City. I did. Notwithstanding that, Michael Pintad was one of the last candidates to be formally adopted by the party. Not a former chairman. And so far, he was one of the last. Why? Why? You know why? There were issues there. Now, the party won, and he got appointed a Minister of Agriculture. Now, let's be honest, right? Michael Pintard's profile in there as a speaker, a leader, etc., one could clearly have seen him in a other ministry, let's put it like that, right? But he was put in agriculture. It's not unusual that you either put somebody with very technical skills in agriculture, or you put a newbie in agriculture, or you put, as a prime minister, you put somebody who you're trying to send a message to about what I think about you in the context of all my ministerial portfolios. Now you all get mad at me if you want, I only tell you the truth. So you say, Clay Sweden, what is he? He's a newbie. Doesn't mean the prime minister doesn't have confidence in him, but he's a newbie. And he has familiarity with that sphere. Earl DeVoe, for instance, was a technical person in agriculture. So he knew agriculture. So putting him there was kind of like, can I get something done here? Because I really know this person knows this thing, right? Michael Pintado is an agronomist, yes. But I mean, let's be real. You know what? You know what I mean? And we know the struggles he had while he was there trying to get things done. I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. So if you didn't have that history, you'd think that some of this might have been overblown. But it's not overblown because there is that history. And so now there is this continuation of this. Now, the question is, what is it about? Is this just the former prime minister trying to say, you know what, I gotta defend myself, I gotta speak up for myself, and nobody else is doing that? I don't see that, because when I hear others speak about what the party did while in office, I hear Mr. Pintado, I hear others defending the cause for the most part, okay? Or is there someone saying, you know what, I'm not really done yet, and so maybe there's still an opportunity for me to come back? Or is there someone saying, I'm gonna make sure this person doesn't succeed? I don't know. I really don't know. His mind can't read a person's heart. What is known is that if the FNM is interested in succeeding, they cannot succeed with a sitting member of parliament who was a former leader and prime minister acting in ways that are unhelpful to the party. That is easy enough to discern. And so, having said what he said publicly now, does that make matters worse or better? Okay, that's the question. Does it make matters worse or better? Let me tell you what I've discovered. I've discovered, and people are opposed to you, and they are kicking up, better you carry on smartly and leave them to their affairs. That's what I discovered. Because any attention that you're giving to their efforts is energy that you are diverting from the efforts you need in order to achieve what you are seeking to accomplish. Better you leave them to their efforts. Let them do them, and you maximize your effort to do you. Okay? One day there may be a coming together, because you're not antagonizing, even though they may be antagonizing you. Emerge into the better version of yourself for the benefit of the entirety of your mission in the world. So let them be about their business, because ultimately you can't change them. You can't stop them. You can't control them. And to spend that much time simply dealing with that might not be unhelpful to your own cause. And believe me, on this earth, listen, to believe that you will exist in any human sphere of differences of thought, differences of ideas, differences of attitudes, differences of perspective, differences of background, differences of ambition, differences of vision, differences of approaches, differences of strategy. If you believe you can exist in any such environment without being opposed and even sometimes opposed by the closest people on planet Earth to you, is to be living in a fantasy world. I want you to hear something. The first effort that we are aware of to overthrow Almighty God was not by a creature
that was not made by him or far away from him. It was made by his supreme angel called Lucifer. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Wasn't his most distant, wasn't his most ignorant angel. Wasn't his most inexperienced angel. Wasn't his most unattractive angel. It was this angel who was closest to him, who looked at him and said, how beautiful am I? Surely I can ascend unto the throne of God. So don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. Jack? Them people right next to you, close to you. They ain't nothing around with an ambition, you know. Just be clear that in carrying and seeking to pursue your mission, you ain't bouncing up against the hand of God, because you get punched straight down from heaven to earth. So it's going to happen. You're going to have opposition. I'm not suggesting everybody is nobody's Satan or Lucifer, etc. People close to you, people in your circle, people on your team can sometimes be the greatest antagonists that you have. And so don't be surprised, but pour your energy into the things you can control, in the things you can do. And you know what? Listen to me, man. Don't take it personally. Right? Don't take it personally, bro. Sir, ma'am, don't take it personally. See these human beings as yourself. You know, see them as yourself. Willing, wanting the best for yourself. And sometimes, not able, because of character flaws and issues, to do it in the best way. All of us have that insanity in us. All. So don't act self-righteous. All of us got that insanity in us. All of us made bad moves, said wrong things, went against our own team when we should have, went against our own families when we should have. All of that's got us got insanity in us. The only question is, what kind of insanity you got, and when you can bring out your insanity versus when I can bring mine out. And then how can I do my best to keep my insanity from being disruptive to our cause? So don't take it personally. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Imagine driving your dream car, doing all the things you never thought you could, like perfecting your parallel parking skills or picking up your date. Everyone loves to dream. Stop dreaming. Start driving with a brand new offer from Scotiabank. With an auto loan from Scotiabank, benefit from no payments for up to 2 months, a low interest rate up to 9 years to repay, and free insurance for the first year up to 2.5% of the loan amount. Promotion ends June 30th, 2022. Stop dreaming and start driving today with an auto loan from Scotiabank.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady who ran into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
History has taught us that in crisis, humanity will always respond with innovation. What world-changing technologies will emerge from humanity's latest challenges? How can the Caribbean capitalize on the metaverse, blockchain, hybrid work, and more? Join us at the RF Economic Outlook Conference under the theme Future Forces, World-Changing Ideas, where we will explore the future of work, investments, technology, and more. The journey begins on June 8th. Reserve your seat today at www.rfeoc.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid.
to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we've been talking about the comments made by the current leader of the Free National Movement, Mr. Michael Pintard, regarding the public posture of the former leader of the Free National Movement. I sometimes hesitate to do these kinds of talks because, invariably somebody goes and runs to one of the two gentlemen and say, child, I hear Shivago say blah, 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 blah. They don't ever get it right. You'll never get it straight. And the next thing you know, people catch feelings and then they will hop around the place talking about me. This is life. This is life. I hope I'm being fair to all sides in terms of my representation of this issue, because I am not trying to be on anybody's side in it, even though I'd be lying to y'all if I didn't tell y'all I love Mr. Michael Pintard as a friend, and you get mad with me if you want, just like you get mad with me when I talk well about Mr. Brave Davis. He's a very good friend, and I love him, and I wish him well. I have no issues with Dr. Minnis. I have my disagreements with him. I've had them, but so far, when he was prime minister, he was our prime minister, no problems. I don't know what he's doing. I don't comment on what he's doing. I'm only talking about how you can tell if somebody's posture is or is not supportive of the cause, right? That's what I'm talking about here. And you could judge your own self. In the end, Mr. Pintard has to judge because he has to lead the entire party. I'm learning many lessons in life about taking things personally, because in the end, it is more often than not unhelpful to do so. This text says, Pintard has to also beware of those close to him. Suck my tea. Don't. Say, hollering. Good afternoon, Brother Lang. Great show. Very enlightening as usual. Keep dropping the knowledge and write that book soon. Man, listen to me. You know, every day I start to feel like I start to feel my age, man. Like I need, I that's how I start feeling my age. Need to go chill. Get away from all the madness in this world. Anyways, you know, so we'll see. We'll watch it and see how it all transpires. But one thing that Hubert Ingram told me when I was in frontline politics, he said, Shivago, two things are certain to bring a party down. Two things. He said, one is disunity, and the second is corruption. So he said, very often when you see governments fall and fail, they fail on disunity and on corruption. And why not? Why not? One abundantly wiser than Hubert Ingram said, a house divided against itself, cannot stand. That's what he said. He said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that's true. If me and you against each other, bro, ain't no house. And it didn't say how the house get to be divided. Oh, you think I do this, or I think you do that, or you right, or I right. It don't make no difference who right and who wrong. If you're against each other, a house can fall. Plenty houses falling, close and near. Why? Because people against each other can't stand. That's just that's called the science and law of the kingdom. A house divided against itself can't stand. So if you see people working against each other in a party, don't be surprised that the party's efforts tend to lag or fail. All right, we got some text here. Let me read it for you. So the fact that he said he would not help Brave and PLP with a problem when asked by the media, he said he would not help them showed his selfishness on national problems, though I can't remember what the question was, but it was for the betterment of the country. I didn't have to say that. Says, good day, Mr. Menace is very difficult on bullying. His time is over. He needs to step back and let the new leader run the party. They are allowing him to do this. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly on this issue. Mr. Minish not being able to speak. Well, now don't agree because I didn't say anything with Dr. Minish speaking. No one has the right to stop him from speaking. Most of the former members need to defend their term in office. I would say to Mr. Minish, continue to defend your team in office. Again, you're right. There's nothing wrong with him defending his cause. But let's be clear. Let's be real. You can defend the cause, but just make sure in that defense, you're not contradicting anything that others are saying. So you can talk to your leader and say, listen, leader, the PLP has said this, and here are the facts. And so if you wish, I can go and share. And when you get up to speak, you can say, listen, my party understands that you said X, Y, and Z. And I want to set the record clear. My leader and I have spoken about this matter, and I was able to give him some clarity on the issue, et cetera, or we have agreed X, Y, and Z, and then so forth. So it comes across better. So don't give me this talk just for Issa has a right to say. You have a context in which you are operating. And when, for instance, Dr. Minish went to the people of his constituency and Mr. Pintard went, they went as candidates for the FNM. Let me explain something to you all. When you get that candidacy, you get a franchise. And every single one of us get this note, and the note tells us how to introduce ourselves. And this is how we introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Shivago Lang, and I'm the Free National Movement's candidate for this constituency. So don't start telling me no nonsense now about, you can just speak your mind because you are in a context and the context is the Free National Movement. And let me ask you a question. Let's say the tables were turned. How would Dr. Minish want his party members to act? See, some of y'all always get so narrow in your perspective. Don't give me that. He has a right to speak, but speak in the context of his party. He has that right as well. This text says the two candidates PM Ingram endorsed both lost. I guess it's the Dr. Minister effect. Well, some things you can't rescue, bro. That don't mean you don't support it, right? Jesus still went to the cross. Would you still have supported him on his way there? Says, if you are the leader and your voice is not resonating with the public and they are listening to a former leader, one would think that I need to do introspective of myself as leader too. The FNM needs to learn from the PLP who have the roadmap to keeping a party together. All right, now there's a lot in that. There's a lot in there. And I agree with you that if the leader finds that his voice is being drowned out by anyone else, including the former leader, he should look at, am I doing something that I should not do? Or are there things I should be doing? There's no question with that. That is true. That makes good sense. Just look at it and say, okay, why would he do me in this respect? And if so, why so? So you make the adjustments. That is true. But when the FNM needs to learn how to keep the party, the roadmap, needs to learn from the PLP how to keep a party together. Listen to me, Frank. I don't know what you are using as a metric to make that statement, but you are dead off. How long the FNM been around?
not as long as PLP, but almost as long. Has it broken up? Has it literally, has it broken up in the earliest days? Yes. But in the last 30 years plus, et cetera, who's been the government more? FNM or PLP? Let me see. Let's see. Not Senator Linden now. Not Senator Linden. That's not Senator Linden. Not Senator Linden, right? But the FNM was in opposition for most of Sir Linden's time. So still been a party together. Let's say from 1992. Who was the government in 92? The FNM. In 97, the FNM. In 2002, the PLP. In 2007, the FNM. In 2012, the PLP. In 2017, the FNM. In 2021, the PLP. That's 4-3. What you talking about? Stay together. You think the PLP don't have bust up? Well, if the PLP don't have bust up, how am I saying I'm going to be the leader of the Free National Movement, having been chairman of the PLP? How Mr. Christie ended up running independent and then having to go back into the party? What you talking about? If the PLP know how to keep their members together, how come Successive Wallace Whitfield and the dissident eight of them left the PLP and formed the FNM? I think before you all start talking. But it's a good propaganda piece though. This text says Pentad was youth sports and culture first. Yeah, that's right. That's true. But that's true for youth sports and culture. It's the same thing. You take a newbies or others you may not have so highly regard, and you could put them there too. I was a newbie. Where did I go? Youth sports and culture. Listen, the big ministries are, I don't know if nobody fooled you, education, tourism, finance, of course, the Attorney General's office, national security, public works. You know where senior people are going. So don't. I know he was youth sports and culture first, yes. But where he went from there? Says, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, while many people thought that John was he, John told his disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world." Jesus also told his disciples, if they are not with us, they are against us. This text says, Mr. Blank, was Pintard in agriculture first, or youth sports and culture? We just talked about that, but I just said the same thing. I was Mr. Ingram's youngest cabinet minister in the history of the government. Wait, when Mr. Ingram put me in youth sports and culture? You think he told me? He could put me there because I was a newbie and could connect with youth, but I was a newbie. This text is, Mr. Lang, I do not even see Mr. Minnis in the opposition's press conferences. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shabbat Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Imagine driving your dream car, doing all the things you never thought you could, like perfecting your parallel parking skills or picking up your date. Everyone loves to dream. Stop dreaming. Start driving with a brand new offer from Scotiabank. With an auto loan from Scotiabank, benefit from no payments for up to 2 months, a low interest rate up to 9 years to repay, and free insurance for the first year up to 2.5% of the loan amount. Promotion ends June 30th, 2022. Stop dreaming and start driving today with an auto loan from Scotiabank.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
History has taught us that in crisis, humanity will always respond respond with innovation? What world-changing technologies will emerge from humanity's latest challenges? How can the Caribbean capitalize on the metaverse, blockchain, hybrid work, and more? Join us at the RF Economic Outlook Conference under the theme Future Forces, World-Changing Ideas, where we will explore the future of work, investments, technology, and more. The journey begins on June 8th. Reserve your seat today at www.rfeoc.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You can call us on these last remaining moments on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, thinking about this entire situation, I'm wondering if it was wise for Mr. Pintard to even make the statement in public. What does he hope to accomplish by doing so? What reaction does he want from the public, especially those of us who support the party? What is the benefit of doing so is my predicament. This should have been dealt with privately. This might further erode FNM's confidence in the party. I'm just confused. I don't know that if an FNM has its confidence in the party eroded by this, and I would have to question whether they are in fact an FNM. An FNM should, like you, I raised the question as to whether it's helpful to have said so publicly and then take measures to address the issue within the party. But I don't know that you should not have confidence, because your confidence in your party should be about its ability to lead the country and as the best option to lead the country. And does Mr. Pintard pointing out what he sees as a challenge in the posture of a former leader as an indication that he and the party can't lead the country? If that's what you think, well, then yeah, okay. Your confidence can be eroded. But I would think that somebody who's committed and supports a party would have a little bit more rigorous and robust support than that. Okay? You know, listen, when you say you support some, unless there is a fundamental breach of principles that make you say, I can't support them any longer, you know, you got to be committed through all the nonsense, through all the mistakes, through all the failings. Unless you decide that, you know what, there is not going to be any means of walking together further, working together further, then, you know, you got to ride it out. You got to ride that storm, man. You know? You know how many parents know that? You know how many parents of children act up, do stupid, I've been the fool, mess up, and that parent say, but that's my child? And they in and out of this, and the parent, but that's my child? You know? You know, partners who have been rowing, fighting, fuss up and the like, but that's my person. Until they decide, well, you know, it can't happen. It can't work. We can't walk together no more. So if you're committed to the party, FNM or PLP or DNA, and that's your group, then your commitment has to be solid.
And you depart only when you feel that fundamentally there is not enough here any longer for us to walk together, right? And you may actually come to that point. So nobody can tell you that you can. Anyway, I wanted to mention to yourselves before, you know, I don't know, I only know what we have now been advised as to the cause of death of the tourists in Exoma, a very unfortunate situation. And we're now being told that carbon monoxide poisoning was the reason. For some of you who may not know, when we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide. Okay, that's carbon, one carbon, two oxygen, just CO2. And that carbon dioxide is used by plants as a part of their food making process. And they breathe out oxygen that is a part of our food making process and energy making process where we breathe it in. So their waste is our necessary oxygen. And our waste is there. When carbon dioxide lacks an oxygen, what you get is carbon monoxide, mono meaning one, oxide. It's odorless, it's colorless, and so forth. And if you've ever sat in a car that had an exhaust issue and the windows were up, and you kind of detect that buildup, but you can't detect it because you sit inside that car. A lot of people commit suicide this way. What they do is they sit in a car, they turn up all the windows, and they turn the exhaust through some hose or the other into the vehicle, and they sit there, and they can literally sit in there and eventually die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Because what the carbon monoxide does is it replaces the oxygen in the blood, and the person eventually is overcome by that concentration of carbon monoxide in their blood because it's now destroying their organs. And this can, depending on the level of carbon monoxide in the air, this can happen in a matter of minutes. Okay, and so even sometimes like opening windows and what have you won't necessarily cure you of a carbon monoxide saturated environment because it could take too long for the carbon monoxide to actually flow out the window because of the air streams might not be strong. And so all of us need to be aware of the ability of carbon monoxide to build up in our environments, right? You can, for instance, if you have a gas burner and your gas burner is showing a lot of yellow flame, it could be that you are producing a lot of carbon monoxide through that yellow, orangey flame as opposed to a blue flame. And there are, if you have your fire detectors, you can also have carbon monoxide detectors that can detect high concentrations of carbon monoxide. Because remember, you can't smell it and what have you. So I don't know what happened. I only know what we're being told happened. But it then again becomes one of those instances in which we can learn something that could be helpful in protecting ourselves in the future. What caused the carbon monoxide buildup? We don't know. So that's all part of the process of investigation that should take place. But carbon monoxide, colorless, odorless, is a dangerous gas in high concentrations to human beings who are inhaling it. All right? Well, listen, you all have a great evening. God bless you. All goes well. We talk to you again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
If you feel like you've been down.